I'm going to start here in a minute, but I read this afternoon. I wanted to share it with you first, this story and Christmas time, different things. Anyway, I'm going to read it to you. It says, a local news station was interviewing an 80-year-old lady because she had gotten married for the fourth time. The interviewer asked her questions about her life and about what it felt like to be marrying at 80, and then about her new husband's occupation. He said, he's a funeral director, she answered. Interesting, the newsman thought. Kind of funny. He then asked her if she wouldn't mind telling him a little bit about her first three husbands and what they did for a living before they passed away. She paused for a few moments, needing time to reflect on all those years. After a short time, a smile came to her face. She answered proudly, explaining that she had first married a banker when she was in her 20s, and then a circus ringmaster in her 40s, a preacher in her 60s, and now in her 80s, she's marrying a funeral director. The interviewer looked at her quite astonished and asked why she married four men with such diverse careers. She smiled and explained, well, I married one for the money, two for the show, and three to get ready, and one to go. I thought, Christmas story, I read that to you. Anyway, it's all right to smile a little bit. Psalms 122. If you will stand, would you find your place there? Psalms 122. Psalms 122, verse number 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. You can be seated. We thank you for this day. Thank you for already done for us, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. I pray you bless the time of service, Lord, and the time of fellowship afterwards. In Jesus' name, amen. I was actually reading across something else this afternoon and planning on preaching on back in 1 John again, chapter number 4, but I read across this verse, Psalms 122, verse number 1, and David said, he's glad when he said to me, let's go into the house of the Lord, and it stuck out to me. I believe oftentimes we lose our joy, we lose our gladness, our happiness for being in the house of God. It's very easy to lose that. If you're not careful, it becomes a chore, it becomes a job. Even for me, I'm the preacher, but especially for me, I have to be honest, I'm tired tonight. Be honest with you, I am. I'm physically and mentally tired, done a lot of studying and preaching anyway. I'm not complaining, that's just the truth. And if we're not careful, coming to the house of God can become a chore, become a job, instead of being glad to come into the house of the Lord. Church ought to be a place to refresh. It ought to be a place we can let our guard down for a little while and just enjoy time together at peace and worshiping the Lord together. You don't always have that in every church. You have disagreements, little quarrels here and there in the church, and every church has those things. But it can be hard, if you're not careful, to find joy and find peace. This is, if anywhere you ought to be able to find joy and peace, it ought to be in the house of God. If there's anywhere on earth we ought to be have peace and ought to be happy, have some joy, it ought to be here. If any people ought to have joy, it ought to be God's people. I don't know about you, but this life is too short to take it seriously all the time. We need to loosen up a little bit. It's okay to do that. It's okay to have a little bit of fun. It's okay to do those things. It ought to be the Christian who is able to have those things. Look what we have to look forward to. We have heaven to look forward to. We ought not be in misery here on earth. We ought to have some time of joy. If anyone can have joy and happiness, it ought to be God's people. Church is often a funny place. Put dumb men like me in front of everybody else, expecting to say something three times every week at least. Some dumb things are going to be said from time to time. I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth at some point or another. You can ask Miss Tori. She likes to go back and record those dumb things that I say and share everybody else. I'm not going to say what I said, and you can go ask her about that. I've made my fair share of mistakes, and trust me, I said some dumb things. This is a funny place to be at times. It's okay to have some joy in the house of God. If it wasn't me saying those things, I'd be laughing too, but anyway. If I was a lost man out in the world, and the church is moping around every time they go to church, why would I want to go be part of that? There'd be no reason to go. That sounds exhausting. If anyone can be glad to be in the house of God, it ought to be us. So Lord's Song and Preach is a very short message here and uses this passage as an outline. It's preached on happiness in the house of God. This psalm here, it's a group of psalms known as the Song of Degrees. Most of your Bibles probably said it up at the top of the chapter there, above verse number 1. A Song of Degrees of David, or Song of Degrees. You'll see that in Psalms 120 through Psalms 134 at least. These psalms are believed to be sung by the Israelites on their three annual visits back to Jerusalem to worship the Lord in the temple. This is a song they sang, songs they sang on their way to the temple of the Lord. You can see one of those times in the life of Jesus, where we talk about that, when he's 12 years old, he went to the temple and the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they left their son, left Jesus there, and they went back home, forgot about him. That was what they were doing in that time. Same thing, these songs were to be sung during those journeys. That's what they're written for. So let's go back a couple chapters here. Starts in verse number, chapter 120, the Song of Degrees. Psalms 120, verse number 1. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. That's a far cry from joy in the house of God, is it not? That's far from the happiness that we see in David in chapter 122. It's the state of most Christians today. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. That's the state of mind of most Christians today. I am at peace when I speak, they are for war. That's tough. That's the condition the psalmist is in as he's writing this down. His heart is heavy. He is burdened. In all honesty, he's just tired of fighting. He wants peace. He speaks peace. The enemy just turns around and speaks war constantly. He's just tired. And that's where we see him in chapter number 120. Chapter 121. He continues on. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, the psalmist is starting to get his head in the right place. Chapter 120, he's depressed, he's discouraged. Chapter 121, from whence cometh my help? He left the enemy behind, and he has left behind the ones that don't want the peace. He has passed through their land, and he is on his way to the house of God, and now he's getting his head on straight. He says, my help coming from the Lord, which hath made heaven and earth. If I'm going to get any help, if I'm going to find any peace, it's going to have to come through him. He that keepeth Israel neither shall slumber nor sleep, he says. The Lord isn't going to fall asleep on the job. He's ever present, ever working, ever busy about caring for his people. David's starting to remember that. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. You know, it lead to joy in the house of God and in the work of God and getting in being part of the church, getting your head on straight, getting your eyes back on the Lord again. Quit focusing on the problems. Quit focusing on the trouble. Quit focusing on the enemy. Yes, the enemy is there. Yes, they don't want peace. Yes, there is these problems. Chapter 121, turn your eyes to him. If you put your eyes on him, behold, it's easier to find some joy in the house of God. You can't spend the whole ride to church arguing with your spouse over whatever, which admittedly for most of us here is not that long of a drive or walk for me. But then coming to the house of God and expect to get a blessing from God. Why? Because you're not in the right mindset. You're not ready to receive that. You're not ready. You're not listening. You're still mad about something else that happened before. You're still saying, I want peace. The other one wants war. You can't spend the ride in the morning whatever, before service talking about and gossiping about other church members. Expect God to be in it and give you a blessing because your mind's in the wrong place. What are you focusing on? We got to come into the house of God with one thing on our mind, and that's him and what he is and how good he is to us. Now, I understand that's not always easy to do. We live busy lives, especially with young kids. I completely understand. But if we're going to find some gladness in the house, some happiness in the house of God, we've got to change our focus. Put a focus on him. David has gone from focusing on the enemy to focusing on the Lord. And then in chapter 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why? Because he has his head in the right place now. Focus on the right thing. You know how you can be happy at church again? Focus on him. Quit thinking about your problems and your troubles and the enemies and all these different things going on. Just put them away for a little while and focus on him. I'm just going to go through this chapter here and use this chapter, use the natural outline David gives us here. How can we have happiness in the house of God? First off, we already stated, be in the right mindset. But then according to this chapter, chapter 122, number one, be present. Verse number one, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What is that? They were present in the house of God. They came to and into the house of God. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. You want to have happiness in the house of God? Then be in the right mindset and be in the house of God. It's pretty simple. Be present. Every chance you get, be present. Be a part of it. Be present in your mind. It's not just your physical body. Be present in your mind, focusing on that. Well, that's not for me. If you're part of church, it's for you. Be part of the church. be present in the church. You can't be involved in ministries if you aren't here. Be here and be involved. You can't make an impact if you aren't here. This is pretty simple. How often is it missed? Be present. Be part of the house of God. Be in the house of God and the work of God. These Jews walked for, I don't know how long, different Jews walked for different distances through enemies and past enemies, according to chapter 120, just to get to the house of God. Some of us walk downstairs. Some of us drive 30 minutes or so to get here. We don't know of any of us that have a journey like they had. Yet they show up in the right mindset, and they're glad to be in the house of God. Be present. Have your mind there. Number two, be praising. Be praising the Lord. Verse number four. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, into the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Why do they go up? To give thanks to the name of the Lord. It's very simple here. When is the last time you stopped and just thanked the Lord publicly? When is the last time you did that? It ought to be a practice. It ought to be a habit of giving thanks, and habit of praising the Lord. Give thanks to the name of the Lord. A lot of us are so consumed by pride, we are afraid to say anything. We're afraid to look dumb in front of everybody else. Just thank Him. Just praise Him. Spend the time in church praising the Lord. Spend some time thanking Him. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of all the praise you can give Him. Be present, be praising, be praying. The psalmist mentions three things here to be praying for. Number one, pray for peace. Verse number 6 and 7. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. We should be praying for peace in the house of God. You want to find happiness in the house of God? You want to be glad in the house of God? Then pray about the house of God and pray for peace. Look for peace. Encourage it. Don't be an instigator. Don't be one that complains or makes problems. Pray for peace and practice peace. Look for it and aim for it and be a part of finding it. Do you look for peace in the house of God? Or are you one that's trying to stir up trouble? When is the last time you prayed for peace in the house of God? Pray for peace. Number two, pray for prosperity. Now I'll explain. Verse number 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. That word prosperity means security, means abundance, and also, it can also mean peace as well as the last word. It means quietness. Are you praying for the prosperity of the church? I don't mean just money, and that usually that's what that word means, is money and wealth. And all the money is needed to run a church, and money is needed to send missionaries. That's, I understand that. But there's a lot more to this thing than just money. Abundance of giving, abundance of work, abundance of doing the Lord's will. I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in building a giant savings account just to save it and not do anything for the work of the Lord, just to waste away. I'm not here just to build a bank account, but the church is here to build, church here to be successful in the work of God. Here to reach people. How do you measure success for the church? By their fruitfulness. By the fruit they grow, the fruit that comes from it. David's talking about praying for the prosperity within thy palaces. He was talking about Jerusalem. He wanted Jerusalem to be prosperous. We ought to take good care of the house of God. I'm not looking to build an empire either. That's not what I'm talking about. You want to be glad in the house of God, then be a part of the success, the prosperity of the church. How is the success of the church measured? By the fruit. It's not by its bank account, not by the size of its membership, measured by its fruits. There's nothing like being part of a successful church. Nothing like seeing folks come to know Him as a personal Savior and then seeing them start to understand and start to grow and you disciple and they start to grow and learn more and grow in grace, the Bible says, grow in knowledge. That's the prosperity of the church, success of the church. You want to be happy and be glad in the house of God, pray for that and be a part of it. Pray for peace, pray for prosperity, pray for people. Verse 8, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say peace be within thee. David, the psalmist here, wants peace in Jerusalem for the sake of his brethren and companions. What does that mean? It means he prays for peace, and the prayers are for his brethren. Church, when's the last time you prayed for your fellow church members? When's the last time you brought them up to God in prayer? I'm not talking about bringing them up to each other, I'm not talking about those different things. When's the last time you brought them to God and prayed for them? When's the last time? You want to see happiness in the house of God? Pray for your brethren. Pray for the church. And then when they see an answer to prayer, God answer prayer for them, you can know you are part of that. You can rejoice in that. Pray for peace. Pray for prosperity. Pray for the people of the church. We saw we need to be present. We need to be praising. We need to be praying. And lastly, or I'll be done, be practicing. Verse number 9. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. What is David saying here? Because of the house of the Lord our God that is within thee, Jerusalem, the house of the temple is within Jerusalem, he said, I will seek thy good. Because of the house of God, he wants to see peace and prosperity in people in Jerusalem. Because that's where the house of the Lord is. Because that's where God meets. That's where the Lord meets his people. David wants peace and prosperity in Jerusalem because that's where God shows up. You ought to be glad to come in the house of the Lord because it's the house of the Lord, and that's where God shows up. You ought to be glad to come into the house of the Lord because it's the house of the Lord. You ought to be glad to come into the church because it's your church. Take practice, take possession of it. Because of the house of the Lord, I will seek thy good, he says. I know he's talking about Jerusalem here, not in the temple. But it's a picture for us as well here in the New Testament church. We can definitely see similarities between the two. You know how to find happiness in the house of God? Take ownership of it. Practice it. This is my church. You ought to seek after the good of it because you're part of it. You ought to seek after the good of it. You want to see peace, and you want to see peace and prosperity going forward. You want to find happiness? Then make it yours. Be part of it. It's not just the church. It's my church. David says, I'll seek thy good because he was glad. He was part of it. Glad is where God met with him. He wanted to see it prosper and see it in peace. He was part of it. You're going to be glad to come in the house of God. Get your mind right. Get your head in the right place. And then be present and be praising. Be praying. Be praying for peace and praying for prosperity and praying for people. Unless we be practicing. Just be active in it. Active in the house of God. Seek after the good of it. Long to see it prosper and do well and reach more. I don't know about you, but if it were misery for me to be a part of the church, I wouldn't want to be part of the church. It's not supposed to be miserable. It's ought to be a place we can find joy and find happiness and gladness, as David says. I'd be glad to see church time roll around again. Do you find happiness in the house of God? Are you coming looking for the right things? If you get these things right that David mentions, it's easy to find. There's joy in serving the Lord. There ought to be. There's a lot of funny things that happen in the house of God as well. There's a lot of laughter that can be had in the house of God, joy that can be had in the house of God. It ought to be a place of joy. I can't live this life without joy. I can't do that. I can't live miserably. I don't want to do it. And as a Christian, the house of God ought to be a priority in my life. So I'm going to make sure I can find some happiness there. If I'm going to be here, I want to find some joy here. Were you glad when you came to the house of the Lord? Were you praying for it? You looking for it? Praying for peace. Praying for your people. Just be a part of it. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all you've done for us. Lord, I pray you help us take this simple thought, Lord. And I pray you use it here. I pray you help us and guide us and direct us this week. Lord, I pray you help those that are traveling, both in congregation and families as well. Lord, I pray you keep them safe. In Jesus' name.